brought our defensive stoppers with me.
Come on. All right.
Good helpers then.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't pretty, obviously. Really proud of our guys' effort to be able to battle and stay in the game. And defensively, I thought we were really solid in the second half. There was a correlation with us kind of taking matters into our own hands in the first half defensively, and even two times in the second half, doing things that weren't part of the game plan. And wouldn't you know it, they hit 5 out of their 6 threes when we got a little bit excited and tried to go double team. We got 2 times we tried to double team. We had coverage messed up, dodged a few bullets. That way, managed to make enough plays. I was proud of Kuzma and Jakob. I thought in the second half did a nice job. They played a lot of minutes and controlled the glass. And Jakob with his free throws was terrific. Just shot ourselves in the foot the start of the second half. We were making a run, and then I think we had 3 out of 4 possessions where we had numbers and went down and turned the ball over. And we got to be a lot better. And I just shared that with our team. In order to accomplish our goals, we've got to be a lot tighter in a game plan, a lot tighter in taking care of the basketball. And certainly their zone gave us some problems, although we made some adjustments at halftime and managed to get some better production against the zone. So that's my comment.
Coach, what did you see on that trip? I mean, we looked at the replay. It was an intentional trip. What did you
it
see?
Was?
Yes.
Yeah, I was still focused on the travel. I was trying to figure out how a guy dives on the floor and rolls around and doesn't get called for a travel. I kind of flashed back to our Stanford game when we just fell down and it was a travel. So I wasn't looking for any kick. It was obviously a fortuitous steal for us, you know, not a great break for them. And it's unfortunate that was part of the game, but I missed it completely, Dana. Didn't see it.
I mean, so many strange things have happened. I mean, this is just another chapter. I mean, that trip play, how you took your first lead and all that. Just kind of throw that in the mix with everything that's been kind of bizarre this year at Stanford. And
well, it's been a tough 5-game stretch. There's no doubt. And some of that was the fact that we start with 3 on the road and lose the game as we did at Stanford. You know, there's a lot of different directions to go from there, and we teetered on not a very good direction. And, you know, it's persistence, I think, in this league. It's going to require some grit, passion, and persistence, a couple of the words in our program, and stay with it. You know, I'd like to believe it isn't going to get much harder than this, what we've just gone through, and hopefully this is a little bit of a confidence boost for us to be able to close out a game. And really, really excited for our fans, coming out, and we didn't give them a whole lot to cheer for. And I thought it was neat when the momentum turned a couple times. They wanted to get behind us 2 times earlier in the game, and we turned it over and sucked the air out of the building, and at the end we managed to make enough plays. But it was really neat on a Sunday night to have as many folks show up, and that was a key ingredient, I thought, to give us a little bit of momentum.
How about some of these guys, especially Brandon and Dakari, making free throws at the end of the game? Is that kind of what you maybe from that Stanford game, were you kind of relieved to see that?
Certainly. You know, I mean, I thought Jakob hit some big ones as well. I'll take 75%, and that's kind of our goal. To shoot 75%, and that's just exactly what it took tonight. You know, we had a shoot around late afternoon or early afternoon, and our team made 36 in a row, and that was both ends going. So it's not as though we don't put time in. We shoot a lot of them in practice. You know, guys are taking reps, and we made enough of them. You know, still I'd be fine if we were up in the 80-85 range to give ourselves a little bit more of a cushion, but we made them when we needed to, and that's why they call them free. You know, you got to take advantage. It's what we talk about in the program. There aren't any little things, and a lot of people might consider a free throw kind of a little thing, but it, as we've witnessed this year, it comes down to making the difference, specifically with as many close games as there are in our conference.
Shooting from the floor, did the ball just start going in, or did you guys do something to get better shots?
No, I think we missed plenty of good shots in the first half. You know,
that's the difference between the first half and the second half.
Well, I think our defensive intensity picked up. The one thing I shared with our team at halftime is we can't base our energy to guard on whether or not our shots are going in. And it's a lot easier said than done, because basketball's fun and you want to see the shots going in. And a lot of times when you start making shots, you can actually play a little harder defense. But it's been such a grind, even going back to the Oregon game, when we did earn a good shot, the Oregon game, we didn't make them. And that's problematic, because when you're having enough time getting a good one and then you finally get one and it doesn't go in, that's kind of what we dealt with for about two-thirds of the game tonight. We got some good ones. They didn't go in. Puts a lot of pressure on you. But I was proud that, you know, Jordan, I thought, hit a couple big ones to get us going, and we have to start shooting the three better. Didn't shoot it well tonight, but managed to make enough.
You forced them to 36% shooting in the second half. Mm-hmm. What was working to kind of slow them down?
I just think we brought some energy, you know. We didn't have as many mental mistakes like we had in the first half. And as I just said, you know, I think when you make a few shots, it's easier to play a little harder. And so, you know, to hold them to 19 second half points, I thought was big. It was kind of a tale of two halves, and our guys bought into getting some stops. I thought Jakob did a nice job at the rim, and we did a nice job in one-on-one defense for the most part in the evening, and you know, that's a big part of it.
Hey, you just talk about, it was another sluggish start.
Yeah.
How frustrating was that? And obviously it turned out well, but...
Yeah, that was hard. You know, it was hard. I focused more on what happened at the end of the game. I know our defense, again, we had some miscues. We did some things on our own. Actually, some of our seniors that you kind of get what you earn, and you earn what you get. And when you try to take some shortcuts and you don't bring some of the energy that we need, there, you know, shots went in. We had a heck of a time against their zone scoring, though. We were on 8 points for what seemed like an eternity. And, you know, that was hard for us, and we've got to get much better dealing with the zone and figure some things out. And anyway, looking forward to it taking a little time. We've got Monday. We're going to do a light workout and get out on the road and see if we can get some things fixed.
You have those stretches against Duke and Colorado, and in this game, you know, basically the last 5 minutes has been locked down. Is it just the close games that turn these guys on, or what happens to kind of set them off?
No, I wouldn't go there. I just think, you know, it's better, you know, like the Oregon, we never had one of those bursts. And so to have opportunity to get, momentum's a big thing in basketball. I think that's what it comes down to. If you get a couple stops and you score, certainly at home it's easier for us. You get the crowd going, but again, that's the positive side of the basketball. If you can make some plays, momentum, the other team loses a little bit of it, gap closes, and you do your thing. You know, I just get a little bit concerned with putting ourselves in that position, you know, too many times. And there's plenty, everybody wants to remember the end of basketball games, but there's plenty of plays early on that we need to start making improvement. And it is every possession. We talk about it a lot. You know, every possession is really important, and the first possession is just as important as the last, and we've got to get focused on that for sure.
Along those lines, what was your demeanor or outlook down 11 at halftime, personally?
Well, I mean, I was pretty upbeat. It was somewhat easy to identify. When we want to just start, you know, when we want to start going on our own, there were a couple times in the game when we started to make a run, the building started to get excited, and then we just randomly went over and double-teamed Gary Payton with 3 seconds on the shot clock, and he hits Walker in the corner for a three. I mean, that's just not what you do, you know? So if we would stay stable, that would have saved us 9 points, as we identified three threes that were like, you just, you know, self-destruct, because you give them no choice but to shoot an open shot. And so sometimes you get a little bit on edge and you're pressing and you want to make something happen. So the theme at halftime defensively was sticking with the plan. And I thought we could guard them. And I was confident, because we were missing some good shots, that we were going to be able to make some of them. The thing about our team in the first half was it was either a three or it was something in the basket. And we've got to find that intermediate deal, which was the other thing we talked about. Kurt was putting the ball on the floor and drawing a couple people and kicking to some guys. And I think those shots oftentimes are easier than the ones where you're just standing around and not, you don't have much player movement.
You talked about after Colorado, maybe you guys got a little bit excited about getting that thrilling win. I mean, obviously another one ahead of a road trip. How do you feel about kind of controlling this team's maybe emotions?
I think that was a unique deal. That was a tough week. I've already kind of gone there with the Monday and Tuesday and the distractions and Jakob's ankle sprain. And that, you know, there were little things, some things that were going on that got us a little bit out of sync. And we learned a lesson. We just had two really good practices. And it would have been a shame if we, you know, I was thinking we were going to come out and get ready to play a little better than we did tonight. But our guys have learned that lesson. You know, that's what a season's all about, is you go through different things. You have games where you turn it over, you don't rebound, you miss free throws. You hope that as this point of the season comes, you can start putting all those things together and start growing and not making those same mistakes. So I don't think we're going to be in harm's way with taking anybody lightly in this league after experiencing what we did on Thursday night.
Any more questions?
Okay, let's hit it, girls.
Yay!
All right. Thanks.
Job is exciting, isn't it?
Thanks. Yeah, they did.
Kid girls, Larry, you did a good job.
Oh, goodness. All right. They're tall. They're only 2.5 years old. That's
incredible.
Exactly. I'm in the family.
Jealous, huh?
Yeah. Princeton, the one with the blue cup, put her arm over the corner and took a nap.
I know.
I think it's the last 20 minutes of this conversation.
Matt, she accidentally turns it off.
What's this, Dad?
Oh, it's only Dirk, so you can mess around with it.
I make up clothes anyway, so it's... Yeah. I thought he said...
What do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
story,
that was a pretty great trip.
Paraphrasing, of course.
Yeah, paraphrasing.
We're really looking forward to the upcoming road trip. With emphasis mine.
I remember one time somebody was interviewing Carmel and they said, "Was this like your own personal Rubik's Cube tonight?" And he said, "Yes." And then the quote in the paper was, "Carmel said it was like his own personal Rubik's Cube." Okay, how are you?
Good to you.
That was an unusual way for the score to change, but it was nice to get the win.
Yeah, felt great.
Can you just elaborate on getting a win?
Well, it was a grind throughout the whole game. I felt like we didn't play with enough energy in the first half. We didn't get the stops that we needed. And then in the second half, we did a better job on defense. We got running, we got them out of their zone, and we executed better on offense. And finally, the shots went in for us a little more in the second half, and that's how you get rolling.
Did you see the guy trip the referee?
I actually didn't see, but I saw a video now. I don't know what he thought on that play. It's unusual, to say the least.
Dakari, have you ever seen a game turn on a guy tripping a referee before?
No.
And that was the difference in the game, really.
Yeah, that was the first time I've seen that in college basketball.
Just kind of shows how emotions can run high. What were the emotions like out there on the court when the game's a 1 or 2 point game?
You just get anxious because, you know, it's again, we coming back and we just keep pushing ourselves. And it's just, we just get real riled up and we can't lose our composure like they did, to where they messed with the ref and then we knocked down free throws. So it's just about all that.
You guys, obviously, free throws were an issue at Stanford. How did it feel to kind of deliver and make some of those with the game on the line?
Well, I feel like Stanford was a game that like doesn't happen to us because we're a great free throw shooting team. That was one slip up, and we've proved in many games before that we can knock those free throws down, and so did we. Same thing happened today. Like, we just knocked them down.
Did you feel like there was a sense of urgency that this season might be slipping away at halftime? You're down 11, on the verge of maybe going 1-4 in conference. Was there a sense of, all right, we have to get this together right now, or this season can, you know, we can lose control of it?
Up to a certain point, maybe. We as players, like, we just got together. We said we need to stop. Like, we need to really, like, focus on this game right now because it's a really important, like, hopefully turning point for us in the season. And we just got to stop, like, fooling around and play our best basketball, get out there, grind, play with energy, and hopefully get the win, and that's what we did.
Kari, really seemed really hard to make a shot from outside at the start of the game. Was it just kind of cold rims, or what was going on at the beginning of the game?
It was all good shots, you know. That's just a bad shot, especially for shooters. It's just that we just got to find our rhythm and knock it in.
Jakob, based on what you just said, was anyone particularly vocal, or was kind of everybody?
No, it was like a team deal. Like, everybody just, like, got together. We said we need to focus on this second half right now. Even before the game, we were like, okay, we got to dial it in. But we didn't do a good job with that in the first half, and then the second half was way better.
Well, did this game have anything in common with the Colorado game? I mean, obviously you guys played some great defense at the end. Was there some sort of urgency in both those games that was similar?
Maybe you could say that, because both of those games were comeback wins when right at the end, or like the last, I want to say 10 minutes, like we really like got together and played great defense and executed on offense. And that way those two wins were kind of similar, yeah.
I'm sure the focus before this game was to get off to a good start because you didn't against Oregon. Any explanation for why you got off to another sluggish start?
I don't know. I can only blame it on the energy. They just out-hustled us. We made some bad plays on defense. Like, we gambled too much. We let them get easy shots. And that got them into a rhythm. And I feel like in the second half it was the other way around. We executed an offense, got easier shots, and we got into a rhythm by getting stops and taking good shots.
Thanks. What do you kind of see as maybe the key to kind of getting out to a good start in this upcoming road trip and maybe changing around some things?
Just having the mindset of just coming out with the intense energy, and you know, we just can't disrespect the game. You know, we just been coming out sluggish real lately, and that's something we got to fix. As for personal, like, we have to just come out with a mindset. We just have to just push it down our throats and not let up.
Any more questions? Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Rose. Thanks, Dad.